In the OFM Artbeat, I'm very excited because English and African heritage have come together, and this for the Basotho blanket. It's art that you can literally wear. As Stefan Hunt joins me, curator of the Sanlam Art Collection, welcome to OFM.
Oh, good day. Good day to your listeners.
Tell us a little bit about where the idea for this exhibition came about.
Well, I actually grew up in Bloemfontein many years ago. I went to school there, and I also worked in the National Museum for a while as the curator of the Liebenhuis Art Museum. And it was during that period that I actually came to know some of the blankets because you saw people wearing them. But more importantly, the company that was manufacturing the braiders was closing down in South Africa, and they were closing their shop. And the museum had decided, oh, we must actually record this tradition because nobody's done it properly. And as a result of that, many years later, a friend of mine said, you know, they're doing some research for the National Museum in Lesotho. And that was Stephen Sack, who had been sort of commissioned to look at the blankets for a specific display at the National Museum in Lesotho, which, of course, hasn't happened. It sort of revived in me the idea of that we have always wanted to put a comprehensive show together of the blankets for Sanlam. So I said, okay, well, let's just get hold of the National Museum, see what their collection looks like, and let's see if we can find some more blankets. And we put a show together that started off in Cape Town at our gallery in Sanlam.
Today, I want to invite you to go and look at some art that you can wear, because there really is something truly unique in a Basotho blanket. What does Suta Kefete mean, Stefan?
Well, Suta Kefete was actually a name given to a very flashy blanket. We don't know which one, but it was a flashy blanket, obviously very elaborate. We think we know which one it is, but Suta Kefete means make way so I can pass. So people must move out so that you can show off and proceed with your blanket, because obviously you must be quite important. And a lot of these Basotho blankets over the years have had different sort of names attached to them over the years. But so this was actually a name that we drew from a text that Fraser's published in 1974, I think, or so, to commemorate their 70 years in Southern Africa as a company. It was a sort of corporate, they recorded something about the blankets. And that's where the name came from.
Stefan Hunt joins us today, curator of the Sanlam Art Collection. You're invited to 11A's Art Museum in Bloemfontein to be part of this exhibition. How does it actually come about that this incredibly African blanket also has a bit of English heritage?
Well, it has a very deep English heritage, but also a very deep Sotho heritage as such. So the first blankets that come out to Southern Africa are actually very plain blankets. So the earliest blankets were made by a company, Shoddy. That's where we got the term from, because they made blankets that were made from reconstituted textiles. So those were the earliest blankets that came out. And then, of course, with the Industrial Revolution in the mid-19th century, from 1840 onwards, patterned textiles became much more accessible. Certainly with the application of a steam engine to the weaving and so on, everything changed dramatically in that period. And of course, in that period also, as we know, people moved up to the Free State and came into contact with the Basotho herders, and Basotho and Mofresh had established themselves at Thabo Bosiu. And I suppose there was as much collaboration as conflict. But of course, what became very clearly realizable, potential clients for people. So a lot of traders moved in, bringing all sorts of contemporary Western goods, which included blankets. And of course, what would people be wearing beforehand? They would be cowhides. And cowhides are, of course, relatively speaking, very expensive cattle. And if you have to kill a whole beast just to produce a blanket, that's quite a big expense. And of course, when we had the droughts and the cattle disease that plagued the country in the early 19th, mid-20th century, cattle became less and less available. And so blankets became an alternative. And of course, what do people need in Lesotho? They need blankets to keep warm, especially
Absolutely.
Up there in the top of the mountains. So obviously this alternative that was being produced out of wool, you know, with patterns in it, became something very attractive. And of course, the Basotho, in conjunction with the traders that had set up stores all over Lesotho, small trading stores, sort of developed ideas about designs. Siyana Marena designed the Siyana Marena Puni, which has got a big mini cob on it, was obviously developed between one of the shop owners and the people that frequented the store. And we know that that design was done by Olive Robertson. And they would have sort of chatted to the farmer that brought their grain to the store to sell. And at that time, of course, who supplied South Africa with mealies and flour and so on, those were actually essentially Basotho. Basotho was the grain basket in the early 20th century. So where were people working? On the mines. And of course, they were bringing money back from their sales of grain or from their diggings in the gold mine, and they had to spend it on something. So it was a lucrative business. Their success in terms of the company, they were selling 15 million blankets a year. Okay, not only to Lesotho, but you can get a sense of the dimensions of that business. And certainly for the Basotho, they made it very much their own. Well, your blankets have never been made in Lesotho. They've always been made in Britain or in South Africa. And of course, that always brings up the debate, but why not? But we just need to go into the details for that.
Sutake Fete is on until the 16th of November at the Reservoir Gallery at Ulyevanais Art Museum. We're very privileged here in Central South Africa to have this in collaboration with Sanlam and the National Museum. Stefan, thank you so much for your insight and for joining us today. And congratulations on this incredible exhibition.
Thank you very much. There are a few blankets on hat stands which you can put on. They're not museum pieces, and you can photograph yourself in a traditional Basotho blanket if you want to. But you will see that the exhibition has fixed panels that inform you very clearly.
Exactly. Go and invite all your friends and family members to be part of this exhibition. And of course, you can read more. All you need to do is go to ofm.co.za and click on Lifestyle.